This is Sunday's Supplement, the podcast pullout that flops to the floor the moment you open your newspaper. Each week, we get our fingers inky so you don't have to. We put two of Britain's Sunday newspapers head-to-head to see which is the best supplement. So, pull out your papers, liberate your supplements from their wrappers, and find out which paper you should have bought last Sunday. Hello, and welcome to Sunday Supplement. For some reason Izzy found that hilarious. I don't know why. Why is that funny, Izzy?
Because just before coming on, you said energy, and then when you actually did it,
not
you
say
sounded
energy.
Like, you said energy earlier.
At a mirror, going, "Rrr, I'm a tiger," or anything like that.
You said you were Tony the Tiger.
No, I was talking about sugar puffs. There's a difference.
But when actually you came on, you sounded like a tortoise being pushed off a cliff. That sort of like, oh, hello.
Well, I've just got back from London. What do you expect?
Oh, yes. We had a gig together in London.
We did.
On Friday.
And I hate London for many reasons.
I like London because I have some friends in it, and I like it for that reason. But for actually being in, it's a bit like a jacuzzi. I quite like getting in one when I know people who are in it and having funny chats, but I don't like the actual feeling of being hot and bubbly whilst out in somebody's garden in Surrey.
That is quite a specific reference you've just made that probably only a handful of people will understand.
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, I just don't like London. I figured out why I don't like it as well. And it's because it's like being forced to spend time with the cool kids at school on a city-wide scale.
It is a bit like that, isn't it? Everybody's very judgmental.
Yeah, I'd never be judgmental.
No.
No.
Especially never. Of Londoners.
No. Quite. So, I take it you bought a paper this week.
Well, this was your idea, Simon.
Yeah,
you said,
you
said, let's go with the tabloids. Now, I had the Daily Mail last week, which I think is a fine tabloid, but there are only really three tabloid Sunday newspapers we could have gone for, which were the News of the World, the Sunday Mirror, and what's it, Sunday People.
Or the Sunday Sport.
All Sunday Sport, that's true. But I live in Whitney. It's David Cameron's constituency. We do not have the Sunday Sport.
So what did you go for?
I went for the Sunday Mirror.
Oh, God.
But you go, oh, God, at everything. I mean, there's no goodness here.
There is no goodness. That is true. I mean, it's not even a newspaper. It's just paper.
That is true. You can't even wrap a fish in it because a fish wouldn't be seen dead in it.
That is true. Quite literally. I went for the News of the World.
Ah, you see, you know, the sun on Sunday, I suppose.
Sun on Sunday.
Missing that. They're missing a trick with that. It should be the Sun on Sunday, the News of the World, but never mind.
Never mind. Right, well, should we get on with it then?
God.
Well, normally about this time, I'd ask you what you're going to cut out and keep from the Sunday Mirror, but to be honest, I don't think I'm going to care. It's more like what you're going to pull out and weep or tear out and scream. Shall I tell you what I'm going to cut out and keep?
Cut out of a sheep. Go on, you tell me. I mean, perhaps we're just being too snobbish. Maybe there really is something good in these tabloids, and maybe we're just being really unfair. Come on, surprise me, Simon.
My News of the World wants to introduce me to the prom queens. What? These precocious, annoying British teenagers talking about their prom dresses.
Proms? We don't have proms. Unless you mean, of course, sitting in the park going, hurrah!
Yeah, it's, no, not the proms.
What are they called, the proms? They're just called the proms,
called
aren't
the
they?
The proms, yes.
There isn't like, you know, because there's last night of the proms. That's what I was thinking of. Last night of the proms. Hurrah! Hurrah! With all the, we'll never shall be slaves. No.
But apparently we have proms now and prom queens. And these girls have spent like $2,000 on their dresses. But one of them says, Jenny and 10 schoolmates paid £490 between them to hire a Hummer limo. She says, we wanted something classy. There's nothing classy about 10 slightly drunk schoolgirls screaming out of a limo.
You say slightly drunk. I remember being a young teenager and suffering greatly for hangovers. It was amazing.
Well, that brings me on to my second article, which is my life as a binge drinker. Blackouts, brawls and one-night stands. And it's about this woman who is really surprised that she got ill by drinking a really poisonous toxin in copious quantities. On a Thursday, she would drink 1.5 bottles of wine, 2 bottles of wine out at the club, and 5 shots in the pub, 5 vodkas and 5 shots in a club. Then on Friday, she'd do the same. Then on Saturday, she'd drink a bottle of vodka during the day at home, and then the same as she did in the pub in the club in the evening.
That doesn't sound like binge drinking. That sounds like
alcoholism, doesn't it?
But the thing is that binge drinking is actually worse for your brain than alcoholism. I think they did a study where they basically put people who drank quite heavily every day compared to somebody who went out and just got absolutely inebriated once a week on a Saturday night. And because, you know, the good thing about being an alcoholic is you damage your liver every day a little bit, but your liver actually is pretty good at coping with it, and so it doesn't let it go to your head. Whereas if you just binge it, your liver's not used to it, and you get brain damage. Woohoo!
Hang on, so your liver's not used to it, so you get brain damage?
Yeah, exactly.
Does your liver throw a little hissy fit or something? I don't understand.
Yeah, your liver just doesn't understand what all this stuff is, and it can't deal with it because you haven't got your levels up. If you're already drinking a lot, then it's a bit more, it's not going to hurt you too much. But if you're not drinking at all and then going out on a Saturday night and blowing your budget on a lot of vodka, it's not going to be good. You're going to regress it in the morning.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not a big fan of alcohol.
I know you're not, Simon. And you don't even understand. See, I like to have a drink now and then. I like wine, red wine.
It's rotten crops, is he?
It is
you're
rotten
just
crops.
Drinking like, rotten crops.
But it's not rotten crops. It's like on Saturday, I had a Murdoch from 1994.
Murdoch from the 80s?
Yeah, that's right.
You drank Murdoch from the 80s. If I had a bottle of the 80s, I'd be quite happy.
And then Medoc.
Yeah, on that note, what has the Mirror thrown at your face this week?
The Mirror has thrown right up at your face. They have an article in Health, Health, called Can You Hypnotise Yourself Younger?
and
surprisingly, the answer isn't no.
Oh.
You can't. It is, yes, of course you can. And this is an absolute who noticed that after she'd been to hypnotherapy, she felt really relaxed, and she was really relaxed. And so she's basically the guinea pig that they've used. And she does have all the intelligence of a guinea pig. But I think hypnosis is quite an interesting subject we should talk about, because there isn't really such a thing.
Well, it depends what you mean by hypnosis. I think
that
there is certainly a state of suggestibility, and there are certainly hypnotic language phrases, and there are certainly ways of being much more suggestive and putting people into a suggestive state. I think what people understand hypnosis to be is very different to what it is. Yeah.
So, I mean, stage hypnosis is basically a man giving permission to people to act like and those people going, yeah, you know, we're going to play along.
Yeah, it is essentially playing along, definitely. I mean, I was in this stage hypnotism show when I was a student, and there was a huge element of, I am just playing along. And when he asked me to do things I didn't want to do, then I didn't do it. You know, you've still got that critical faculty. So it's not nearly as powerful or as amazing as it's made out to be.
It's really not much better than meditation, really.
Yeah, to suggest that you can be suggested younger is ridiculous.
It's just so credulous, this journalism. They also have it next to other articles. It's called the Y lift, where you just put fat in your face. I think it's what Penn Jillette did before he went on Dancing with the Stars.
Nasty. So it's not Botox?
It's not Botox. No, Botox is when you have, it's a type of venom that you put in to your face to get it, to paralyse it so you don't use it as much so it smooths out. Literally, it's giving yourself, you know, napalm burns. It's just horrible.
So do you want to win Cut Out and Keep this week? Because I don't.
I don't either.
Ridiculous, isn't it? So yeah, I think you should win Cut and Keep.
Oh no, I think you should win Cut and Keep.
No,
so
you should definitely win.
You should so win.
Maybe one of our listeners wants to win it.
Anybody bought The Guardian?
I've got a motoring section in the News of the World, have you?
In the News of the World? No, I didn't buy the News of the World.
Okay. So you haven't got one in the whatever you've got then?
Sunday Mirror, you know what I've got. I've said that every time.
I keep thinking you got the People. Because the People, I'm sure, used to be the Sunday Mirror. I'm sure of it.
Sunday Mirror is the Sunday Mirror.
Okay. Anyway, so you haven't got that, so I win this section automatically. But it does raise an interesting question in my head.
Have you got a celebrity section?
Well, the whole thing's a celebrity section. I've got a Big Brother section.
Yeah, but is it called a celebrity section?
It's called the Big Brother section.
That's not celebrities. There's wannabe celebrities. I win. Anyway, what's this motoring question you have?
Are cars alive?
Right, I'm going to hit you.
By most definitions of living, they actually... Well, the only thing they can't do is reproduce.
That would be the key part of life, I think.
But if we can make a car that reproduced itself, we can make a printer that reproduces itself, so it's not...
The ret wrap.
Yeah, the ret wrap. So it's not inconceivable that a car could reproduce itself. So if we can make a car have sex with another car, we'd have created life. They breathe, they excrete, they... What's the other ones? Photosynthesize.
They don't photosynthesize.
Cars do photosynthesize.
Do you not even know what photosynthesis is?
It's to do with taking...
What's really, the equation?
...really good photograph.
It is what plants do in their leaves to make food out of sunshine.
I know. Cars do
basically
that.
It is carbon dioxide plus water goes through sunlight over chlorophyll as catalyst to oxygen plus sugar. So it's 6 CO2 plus 6
suggest
sunlight over chlorophyll to 2C2H5OH plus 6O2.
I would suggest that if you power your car by ethanol, it's photosynthesis.
That is not that's combustion.
It's the same thing.
It's not the same thing. Yeah, it's one's endothermic, the other's exothermic for a start.
But my point still stands.
No, it does not stand. You know, even you who can stand beneath a coffee table, right? That is you crouched stooping, just going, I don't even care about science. Life is much more complicated.
If I could make my Citroen have sex with a Renault, it would be alive.
This is just your idea of a hybrid, isn't it? What, you know, what car you want to have sex with, isn't it? Why do you want to watch cars having sex, for one? And two, already the experiments with the Hoover haven't worked.
Are you suggesting I've somehow had sex with a Hoover? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I've seen a lot of comedy, and most...
Suggest that teenage boys do that.
Not teenage boys, you know, 30-year-old.
31-year-old small men.
Yeah.
Well, I think if you walked round the corner on your street and saw your car getting humped by a Jeep, that would be the best thing you've seen all day.
Well, it's not very likely.
If you walked
around your corner and saw a dinosaur smoking a fag whilst shouting rude gestures at a passing turtle, you'd think, well...
Well, that's not going to happen, is it? How ridiculous is that?
Well, points made. You sound like Jeremy Clarkson after he's been lost on a desert island for 4 weeks with no women. I don't like this section. It's rubbish.
I suppose you all really want to know who's winning the Hancock's Half Hour DVD giveaway competition right now. I can tell you do.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I thought you were talking to, like, the listeners. Of course they do. They all want to win the Hancock's Half Hour box sets, which you found downstairs in your house.
That is true. Okay, I've got an entry from Kevin McBride in Leicester. Dear Supplement, I regret to inform you that your apostrophe may not be missing and may have, in fact, been murdered. Check out the website killtheapostrophe.com and meet the punctuation slasher who has probably yanked the guts out of your innocent possessive stroke. It makes me sick to the stomach to think that little annotation, writhing painfully in a pool of its own blood, calling out for the help of its masters. Help that never came, you heartless overlords. Live with that, because your apostrophe certainly won't. And I actually did look at that website, and it's true. There is a website called killtheapostrophe.com.
Really? I can understand that. I get quite frustrated with, especially around the word it.
Yeah, that's the worst place for the apostrophe to live.
Yeah, around the word it's and it's.
Hello, Izzy and Simon.
Ha! Yes, whoever said this one in deserves to win.
I reckon I found your apostrophe thing stuck to my soap. It's defo short, black and slightly curly. Want it back? Brian. So you've changed your mind quite drastically since
I did.
I quite like
Brian now.
Now, that is wrong on so many levels, that email, but it's wrong for even more reasons than you can possibly imagine, because he's used inappropriate exclamation marks. Hey, Izzy and Simon, exclamation mark. It's nice. Defo, short, black and curly, double exclamation mark.
Oh, yeah, keep him coming.
Want it back, question mark, exclamation mark. Brian. Exclamation mark.
He didn't. No, that's cool. That is cool. There's confidence in that. Ending your own name with an exclamation mark. If I did that, I'd just look Spanish because my name begins with a small I. So I couldn't do
your
that.
Your name does not begin with a small I. You just pretentiously write it with a small I.
I'll write it with a small I so that it can be mirrored. So it's ISZI.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Right. So you can put a mirror there and it still says Izzy. Otherwise, if I did it with a capital I, it would say Izzle, which sounds like a crap easel.
But I hate exclamation marks.
And
as you well, do. You know.
So I think, Brian, you're winning so far.
But I'm going to propose a new law. Dunn's what? Law. And it states that the ratio of exclamation marks is inversely proportional to character. So thus, the more exclamation marks you use in any given missive, the less personality you have. Pressing what? Shift in one is no substitute for charm. And if in doubt when to use an exclamation mark, there is one simple rule. Never. Not even then, not even at the end of that never. There should never be an exclamation mark.
This just goes to show that you have never read a comic book.
I have. I've read many comic books. But if any of our listeners are editors on Wikipedia, I want one of them to go and write an entry for Dunn's Law. And then no, it'll be on the internet and it can be stated as fact.
That's not going to happen and you're going to get upset.
Or
I think
a load of people think it's going to be really funny to send a load of exclamation marks to us because they think it's funny when I'm irked. There's nothing funny about a small man shouting.
There's been nobody brave
enough. Stalin did it. That's all I'm saying.
There's been nobody brave enough so far to send us an email with just an apostrophe in it.
That would be a good entry, I think.
That would have been a very good entry, but nobody's done it. And now I've mentioned it, nobody's going to.
That is true. You've ruined it.
We've had an email from a girl called Anna.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know where she's from, but I don't think it's the UK, because all she said is, "Are those your real voices, Anna?"
Now, I actually use Angelina Jolie as a stunt double for my voice. I live in her lips. While she's doing it, feeding her lines.
Are you entertaining yourself?
I'm entertaining myself. Dear sirs, after a recent exchange with my local herbalist, I gathered up what I believed to be the copious number of erroneous apostrophes that had fallen from her mouth. On closer inspection, however, they turned out to be single closing quotation marks. They are from a supplementalist, but apologies for wasting your time. Yours as ever, Rachel.
Oh, bless Rachel. But I think, Rachel, if you're describing us as sirs, you know I am female, but it would be grammatically accurate to describe both Simon and I as madams.
So if you have an entry for the Hancock Half Hour DVD giveaway, or even if you just want to write to us and throw a load of exclamation marks in my face, you need to write to
sundaypodcast@hotmail.com. Well, you jumped in there.
I did. I was eager.
I think you need to tell them the Hancock's Half Hour competition. People will have forgotten and just think we're mental. So I do think you need to specify.
To remind them of the competition. I'm not sure I can remember it myself. It's something to do with finding our missing apostrophe, isn't it?
Yeah. We've basically written Sunday supplement without an apostrophe. So it's
up to you. For good web syntax reasons, pain me to do it, but you can't put an apostrophe in a web address. And our web address is www.sundaysupplement@.com. Not @.com. That would be silly.
You're rubbish because you can't even get the @s and the .s right. You gotta know your @s and .s. It's like Ant and Dec, but shit.
We're in agony now, so we might as well talk about the agony columns.
Oh, there can't be more. I think I might be being a bit stupid. I think there is an agony column actually in the Sunday Mirror itself, but all I've got is sex and health solutions.
Dear Jane, I've just discovered my lover has been cheating on me. But I can't say anything, as he's my sister's fiancé. What a mess.
That's got to be made up.
People don't live their lives like this. She wears Gran's pants. How can I get my girl to wear sexy undies?
You're sounding like Jeremy Kyle now.
There's a part of me that is afraid that I am a bit like Jeremy Kyle.
Is it just your love of blue backgrounds and...
No, I do sit people down in chairs and shout at them a lot.
That is true.
So yeah, you can win that if you want.
No, it's all right. You can win it. I want to show emotion. The good news is you can develop this ability. The emotional freedom technique is a method of tapping acupuncture points on the body and using mental affirmations.
So hang on. So what they're saying is to make yourself more confident, stab yourself.
Use acupuncture points so that you can be more emotional. I mean, if you get stabbed with needles, I tend to get more emotional. The best thing... Oh, and confidence essence... which is £4.25.
Sorry, essence of confidence.
Essence of confidence. Take 7 drops in water 3 times daily. This is all just evil pap.
I want to know what essence of confidence is.
They basically get the contestants from The Apprentice.
Squeeze their testicles or what?
No. It's no. They just, it's their tears.
About travel then, I reckon actually I've got a good travel section in the News of the World, which
so
is clearly better. What, you've got a good travel section in the News of the World?
No, I've got a good one in the Sunday Mirror.
Why?
It's just got some really nice articles. It's actually readable and entertaining.
What are yours about?
No, what are yours about? Come on then. You said you got the most interesting one. I'm gonna beat your hands down.
Well, I've
you
got...
can go first. Come on, with your ball sack.
That's a type of vinegar, isn't it?
No, that's balsamic.
I've got Welsh Rarebits, which is an article about staying in the Dullan, Thomas.
Dullan.
Dullan.
You idiot.
Apparently.
You
it's Dillon.
Idiot.
Yeah. No, it is Dillon, but a Welsh person said Dullan the other day, so I'm going to be Welsh. He also
not
said
gonna
lettuce.
Be Welsh. You're from Bristol. You are like the most anti-Welsh city there is.
They're saying that Dillon, Dullan, Thomas is the second most famous Welsh export. What do you think is the most famous Welsh export, according
leeks.
To the News of the World Travel section?
The leeks or something to do with sheep farming.
Charlotte Church.
Oh! That's both, then.
Now, it's a bit of churnalism in the sense that it's about a film that's just come out with Keira Knightley in it.
Yeah, but she's very sexy in that film. I mean, very sexy in that film. She's got a Welsh accent and she sings a bit as well.
Have you seen it?
I haven't seen it, no. I've seen, like, Richard and Judy. She was on that.
Okay. She's seen your pants.
Well, theoretically, yes.
I think we should just leave it there and not tell the story. But there's a really sort of disturbing line at the end of it going... it's telling you where they've filmed bits of the film. And it says, expect open fires, elegant period rooms, and enormous baths that nice. Might recently have had Keira in them.
As if they haven't washed them and you might get her residue.
Yeah, or if their readers are so disgustingly perverted that they're going to, sniff the bath? I don't really understand.
If I was covered with the residue of Keira Knightley. I mean, her residue is prettier than I am, so I think that's fair enough.
So you think she would quite literally rub off on you?
Literally rub off on me and I will start speaking really, really quite wonderfully and really, you know, start to pout a bit better and speak a bit clearer and be a bit lovelier in every way.
So why is your travel section better than mine then? Mine's got Keira Knightley's bath in it.
I've got On the Midsummer Trail and this is literally touring around the locations where they film Midsummer Murders. And it's just great. So you can go to the Crooked Billet, you can go to the Danesfield House Hotel and Spa, you can go to the Buckinghamshire Railway Centre, you can go to the Cock and Rabbit!
Can you go to John Nettles?
You can't go to John Nettles.
See, like you, with Keira Knightley's residue in the bath, I would quite like to rub myself in John Nettles' nettles.
You have to be careful about nettles, though, because, you know, you stroke him one way, he's fine. Stroke him up the wrong way, you get stung.
Can I grab his shaft, or is it his leaf I can grab?
You can grab the shaft, and it's the top side of his leaf that will sting you, I think, and it's also the edges of the leaf. So if you want to strip John Nettles, what you've got to do is you've got to work at the bottom and then quickly go all the way up. You know, you've got to grasp John Nettles by both hands.
At the base of the shaft.
Basically, don't stroke him. If you stroke him, you're going to end up getting hurt. You've just got to be really rough with him, and then you won't get stung. But, it's brilliant. I actually got heckled once. I was doing a gig in Oxford and I was heckled by the writer of Midsummer Murders. it was very bizarre. I like Midsummer Murders. The plots are excellent, but I do find, what's his name? Barnaby, isn't it?
I don't know. I've never seen it.
You've never seen it?
No, I'm still in my head, John Nettles is still Bergerac.
Okay. Well, Tom Barnaby, who's the guy who plays, he's a very, very good detective, but he's kind of, everything he says is to do with the plot. It's like the opposite of Inspector Morse, because Inspector Morse, the only thing he says slightly relevant to the plot of the murder is, come on, Lewis. After Lewis is following around going, I think the murderer did it.
Lewis is a better detective.
Lewis is brilliant.
Lewis always solves the crime and Inspector Morse takes the credit for it. While staring at teenage girls in hockey skirts and getting a little bit perverted.
But you know what? I think I beat you hands down. It's brilliant.
No, I...
The Cock and Rabbit! Come on!
You can't say Cock and Rabbit whilst I'm looking at Keira Knightley laughing.
Cock and Rabbit.
She's
You've
in a rowing
air
boat.
I've got Rabbit and Cock. I win.
She's in a rowing boat wearing Wellingtons.
Aww.
Sat next to Sienna Miller.
I've got John Nettles pointing.
It's every schoolboy's fantasy, both of them. Let's just take our mind off the dross and play a fun game. This is Article or Farcical, whereby Izzy will point out some articles from her ostensibly newspaper, making up one of them. And it's my job to spot which is the farcical of the articles.
Yes. So we have the new celeb must have it boobs.
must have boobs, right? Okay.
Oh, sorry, no, it's not must have it boobs, is it? It's must have it boobs rather
no,
than...
No, I think it's must have it boobs, isn't it?
That's how I read it, you know, like an it girl with
yeah,
it boobs.
Yeah, I think we'll go with the it boobs.
Indonesia visa teaser.
Oh, that's just a nice headline. Indonesia visa teaser. Okay.
Then Who's Tat Girl, whereby is a game where you have to identify the female celebrities with their tattoos.
Right.
The top 10 storage boxes.
Okay. I like that.
I really want to promote the top 10 storage boxes. Maybe this is a double bluff. Maybe it isn't. But at the bottom of the page, there is also one which has lookalikes. Drinks fountains.
Drinks fountains that look like celebrities?
No. Drinks fountains that look like other drinks fountains.
Oh my God, what? That's meta.
On the same page as the top 10 storage boxes. So you've either got to believe that or I've just had two good ideas at once.
Right, so is that the four?
That's the four.
Must have it boobs.
Yeah.
Indonesia visa teaser tattoos
article
and storage
boxes. Or farcical. Article or is it real? Is it genuine? Is it in the Sunday Mirror or have I made it up?
Well, if I was a man, a real man, not just like a very small version of a man.
A shaved guinea pig.
Yeah. Must have it boobs. That would just appeal to me straight away, but it really doesn't. The idea of an it boob, I don't know what, it seems even more vacuous than an it girl. Do you know what I mean?
Well, there's less of, you know, there's more to an it girl. I mean, she does have boobs and she does have a face. I mean, boobs don't have faces unless you like to tattoo one on them.
Which then links into the later one. So I think those two are articles.
Okay, Who's Tat Girl,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Who's Tat Girl and Must Have It Boob, both articles.
See, do you understand that Who's Tat Girl is a musical reference? I mean, do you get that, Simon? Because I know you're not up on your music.
Yeah, I got the pun. I didn't
Who's
get the point
girl?
Of the article.
La 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 la.
We're gonna have to pay royalties if you sing that.
Okay.
20.
Simon's not tat girl. La 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 la.
Okay, that leaves Indonesia visa teaser and storage box. I want storage box to be an article. So Indonesia visa teaser, I think you're just playing on my love of nonsense, pointless rhyming.
So the new celeb must have it boobs or the must have it boobs. Article or parcel. This is a genuine article.
Of course it is.
Killer cleavage, all natural, and we love it. So it's promoting boobs that women already have.
Right, as opposed to buying them.
As opposed to the fake boobs, which is far more news of the world. So then we had Who's Tat Girl?
Yeah.
Which, well done, Simon. This is a genuine article.
Excellent.
Bravo. It's full of clues as to who that celebrity is. For example, one says, oh, we'd be pink with embarrassment at this singer's tattoo.
Is it Madonna?
Yeah. So that's between Indonesia visa teaser and the top 10 storage boxes.
Storage boxes has to be an article. Has to be.
And storage boxes is an article.
I win!
You've actually won article or farcical for the first time ever.
Yay.
I got the Indonesia visa teaser from a letter sent in, which is no visa for Indonesia.
Oh, nice.
It's also just below a question, because it's the inside guide, and it's just below a question saying, I want a hotel for my toddler.
So we can't leave our listeners in the lurch. What is the number one storage box?
Well, I see they haven't ordered them. It's just the top 10. I haven't actually given them an order. I mean, what's the point? Also, they've got a remote control organiser, which is really quite nice. It's like a stacky thing, like a CD rack, but for remote controls. That turns me on slightly, and I don't know why.
The News of the World has a gardening section this week.
So does the Sunday Mirror.
I think mine's better. If only because of the amazing pun in the headline... Garden of Eton.
Oh, that is it about a posh boy's school's lawn?
No, it's about planting a lawn that you can eat. They're suggesting planting
thyme. As in Eton,
thyme.
as in food.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so they suggest planting thyme where you'd have grass.
Well, I've got Tricks of the Trade, which not only has things like growing your own herbs, help me find a gazebo, which is quite amusing.
What's a gazebo? And why would you need to find one?
Gazebo is a type of African deer. And
that's what I thought. With, like, stupid bouncy legs.
It's also spelled gazebo.
Gazebo.
Oh, you say bow, I say boo.
It was. It's a shed or something, isn't it?
It's kind of like a plastic deer tent. Not only in Tricks of Trade do you have gardening things, you also have things like, my laundry basket has fallen apart.
What's that got to do with gardening?
I just want to say, I've got a science article.
No, you lie. In your paper, talking about rubbing various bits of essence of confidence into your bottom.
Yeah, after all that crap about essence of confidence, I have, why do sunflowers turn to face the sun?
Oh, why do sunflowers turn to face the sun?
Why do you think it is, Simon?
To get a tan, because they got that brown bit, haven't they? They need to keep that brown.
Why do they need to keep that brown, Sam?
They need to keep it brown to make a contrast between the petals in the stamens so that bees get attracted to it. Is it to do with yellow and black bees?
You're a moron, Simon.
Oh!
Well, presumably they need to have their flowers facing there because they need to dry their seeds out so that their seeds mature.
Oh, so they're toasting them?
Yeah, exactly. Almost toasting them. And also, by keeping their flower to the sun, they will attract insects because, you know, that's where it's bright.
That's exactly what I just said, and you called me a moron. I said, is it to attract bees? And
you know, to be precise, you said, you didn't say, is it to attract bees? You said, is it to accentuate the contrast?
Yeah, because I might have had the wrong reason, but I had the right reason.
Like a bee. I think that's completely wrong. But Adrienne says, it's to do with how much water is in the cells of the neck of the flower stem. The side nearest the sun has less water, so the flower stem flops in that direction. At night, the amount of water on each side is equal, and the flower rests between east and west.
And that's how it does it. Is it not? Is it to do with the heat as well? So the heat heats the water, thus bending it one way, etc.
It's a bit more complicated than that.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. Because
bees.
Oh, honestly. But the thing is, what I like about this is then by why, they're using the scientific term of why to mean how. They don't put purpose and intent in the question, which is so sophisticated, I want to give them a hug.
All right, you win.
Yes.
Time to announce the winner of this week's episode. Which of our papers has the superior supplement?
I think it must be you, Simon. I really don't want celebs on Sunday to win.
Yeah, but I don't want to win either, because I don't want to have my first victory simply because you decide you don't want to win, as though you have some say in the matter.
I just feel dirtier than Keira Knightley's bathwater. I just...
I know we've been saying all the way through that we feel a bit dirty doing the tabloids, but to be honest, I've had a bit more fun doing them this week, and I feel dirty whenever I read the Mail on Sunday, and I didn't feel that dirty reading the News of the World, to be honest. I just got fed up with looking at cleavage, to be honest.
Oh no, there's a lot of tits.
Boobs.
Bazookas.
Lovelies.
Jugs.
Melons. I win just because I know more with jelly tots on. I win just because I know more dirty words for mammaries.
That kind of sums it up, doesn't it?
It does. But
you can win this week because, I don't know, I mean, I quite like my Midsummer article. I thought that was
actually very good. I like
Yeah,
that.
That's an interesting article that I enjoyed reading. But the whole thing with the hypnotise yourself beautiful, oh, it just makes you want to punch someone.
I'm quite glad I'm halfway across the country then, because I probably would have a very bruised face.
Don't ruin the magic. We're sat next to each other.
Oh, yeah, sorry, we're sat in, like, lazy leather wing-back chairs, aren't we? I forget that.
Yeah, smoking pipes and looking out on our plantation.
All right, shall we settle this on freebies?
Okay.
What freebie did you get?
I got the free book today, which is Little Star, which is Dora the Explorer, which is probably the best named cartoon. Yeah. I've got free breakfast worth £5.95, which says beat the credit crunch at Little Chef, which is quite nice.
That's very
funny. Also because credit crunch sounds like a breakfast cereal.
Okay, my freebies. This is the whole list of my freebies.
That's amazing.
It's a good list, isn't it?
Nothing free.
Nothing free. This
week. Call themselves Sunday newspapers. They don't even. Well,
this is why
I'm sorry.
I can't win. So you win.
Yeah, and also the Sunday Mirror sacked Piers Morgan.
For that very reason, that's going to win every week. So that's a big shock this week. Izzy wins again. It's a flawed concept in the sense that I really don't care if I win, and you tend to care a little bit if you win.
It's a bit like I'm Paul Merton to you're Ian Hislop. Yeah. And that is true in certain terms of size.
And hairstyle.
No, Ian Hislop has a hairstyle. You just have...
My hair has fallen off of someone else's head and landed on mine.
Yeah, that's kind of the look you go for. It's kind of straw-coloured and it looks like a bale of hay from an aeroplane.
I look like a 14-year-old version of Cadfael.
You do a bit, or I think you look a bit like Boris Johnson, but just not blonde. Cry, go on, cry.
On that bombshell, and me racked with tears. That's it. The people, was that what you had?
No.
What did
Sunday
you have?
Mirror.
The Sunday Mirror.
Look at it. Look at it and see the Mayor of London.
Sunday Mirror wins because I can't be bothered to care.
Do remember that you can enter our competition to find our missing apostrophe and also send us any feedback and say hey and be nicer to us than Brian. Don't send in exclamation marks and stuff.
And where can they send that to, Isabel?
They can send it to sundaypodcast@hotmail.co.uk. Is it? Oh, no, it's .com, isn't it?
.com.
Okay. sundaypodcast@hotmail.com.
We've only been doing this like 4 weeks. We should know our address by now.
Yeah.
We got our website up, www.sundaysupplements.com.
We're now on iTunes.
I was going to say, that was my big finish. This week, we are now on iTunes.
Woohoo! So tell your friends. If you want to leave us a review on iTunes, that would be absolutely brilliant. Or vote for us on dig.com or what?
Don't be a whore.
I'll be a whore. I'm needy. And unlike Simon, I'm prepared to sleep with as many listeners as we can get.
Well, no, to be fair, I'm prepared to sleep with as many listeners as we can get, but I don't really care.
Yeah, but
if you
mean
right
like, you know, literally sleeping with them.
Yeah, a nice nap. What's wrong with that?
Freak.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Our theme tune is Got Carter by George Wood and is used with kind permission.